flashback to the past, and some classic Dave Rabbit.
You're about to hear the actual sounds of your United States Air Force on the job.
And here's a living example of how fucked up the Air Force really is, brought to you live and another added attraction of Radio First Termer. Aircraft emergency landing procedures at March Air Force Base, California.
This is an example of precision teamwork and excellent training during an aircraft emergency landing at March Air Force Base, California. The pilot called in with an emergency warning light, but had no fire. The crash crews were alerted, and all traffic in and out was halted. The aircraft made a 360 and executed what appeared to be a normal landing. He began to taxi in when his right brake failed and caught fire in the wheel assembly. The crash crew noticed this fire, and the fire truck started to close in. The pilot had opened his hatches while taxiing down the runway, and when the fire units approached him, they began to spray the entire right side of the aircraft, including the pilot, who reacted immediately like this.
No.
Understand, of course, that this foam is sticky, very uncomfortable, and above all, it has a rancid odor. The fire crew then asked,
"Number 16, are you wanting the fire equipment to get away from the aircraft?"
The poor pilot sputtered through a light film of foam.
"Hey, tell these guys to get this fire stuff off of it here, goddammit!"
The fire crew couldn't believe he wanted them to stop because the fire was still burning.
"Stop the fire stuff off the aircraft?"
The pilot, by this time raging and covered with foam, replied,
"Stop burning it! Get it off!"
The foam crew then wondered if he'd really seen the fire.
"And 769, do you know that you're on fire underneath?"
No reply. They asked again.
"769, do you know you're on fire underneath?"
And this time, they got an answer.
"Yes, I know I have a goddamn brake fire, but that doesn't mean I had to drown the whole fucking aircraft."
And it was about this time the pilot was very casually asked to drop into base operations.
769, and you want to come into base operations after you've taken care of everything?"
You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action. An example of teamwork and devotion to duty. Yes, the men in blue are on guard, watchful, alert, and ready for...
Yay, Air Force.
Radio First Termer. Iraq,